Start today, the Turaway North West London, Friday, 27th of Teves, 31st December, Rabbi Reuven Atlas, Esa Makas. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by Turaway, Livanishmas Moras Tova Bas Chaim Hillel Manas, Ole Asholem, in appreciation of his son, Rabbi Avi Yudakin, London's Kol Haloshen representative. Reminder, the shiur on Sunday will take place at Base Medrash Sinai, starting at 9:15 and finishing at 10:30, and on Monday back in Ohel Moshe.
Good morning and guten Erev Shabbos. I'm suffering from a hangover, as we are all, a communal hangover from last week's Sedra. In last week's Sedra, we have been left on cliffhangers. One cliffhanger is, even though the Esa Makos conclude with Makas Bechoros, the first Makah which Moshe Rabbeinu warned Paro about was Makas Bechoros, the other way round. The Pasuk said in last week's Sedra, introducing that cliffhanger, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the threat was, Hine onoichi hoyreik es bincha b'chayrecha, if you refuse to let them go, I'm going to bring makas b'chayros. Rashi says straight away, Rashi says, yeah, hi maka achroino, that's the last maka. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu warning Paro about the last maka? Why not the first, which would be more obvious? Says Rashi, "Mipnei shehi kosher, because Makas Bechoros was kosher. It was a really tough maka. Is my cliffhanger is in which sense was Makas Bechoros kosher more than intestines being ruptured by tzefadea, being mauled by a lion in Oroiv, having skull fracture issues in Makas Borod?" It's clear from Midrashim that Mitzrayim died in all the Makos, in which Makas Bechoros, on the contrary, it seems less kosher because there doesn't seem to be any, from the Psukim at least, there doesn't seem to be any terrible sibba, any particular horror movie about Makas Bechoros. It's just the Mitzvah Bechorim, they died full stop. There doesn't seem to be all the drama and all the trauma of the preceding Makos. What does Rashi mean that Makas Bechoros was kosher, and therefore that's why Moshe Rabbeinu warned Paro about Makas Bechoros before the other Makos? And the other cliffhanger left over from last week's Sedra is we're in the middle of a Kashuv Teretz, or are we? Is Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shalom at the end of last week's Sedra, it's not working, on the contrary, it's got worse for Kalal Yisrael. Lomo Harayosa La'om Azeh. Why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why have you caused bad to Kalal Yisrael? Nothing's working. You forewarned me that Paro wouldn't send them straight away. I wasn't forewarned about the Loma Harayosa. Loma Harayosa. And we're waiting for the answer. And ostensibly the answer is at the beginning of this week's Sedra. V'adabe Elokim El Moshe V'yoyme Elov Ani Hashem. What is the answer to the question as presented by that posuk? I would like to present him, Yetzer Hashem, Hasogos, in a simple fact. The simple fact is, the Rabbeinu Shlom created the world. The Rabbeinu Shlom's Mechadish Maisa Bereshis. But there's more to understand within what does it mean that the Rabbeinu Shlom created the world. Perhaps the past tense is not the right tense to use. I'd like to start with the Alter von Slobodka. The Alter von Slobodka in his Sefer, he is medayik from a famous medrash. It's the medrash brings in this week's Sedra, relevant to the makor of Makas Dam, is the medrash says, Omer Levi me Makas Dom he'eshiru Yisrael. From the Makar of Dan, Klal Yisrael, we became enriched. For example, and the Medrash explains it, and it goes in stages. Hayo Mitzvah Yisrael Yoshim B'Soch Bayis Echot. a Yid, the Mitzri, we're sitting together in the same house. We're in the middle of Makkas Dam, but the Yid has a barrel full of water. And so the Mitzri comes to fill his jug from the barrel of water of the Yid. Oh, poor Mitzri, his jug of, it's now dam. It turns to dam. But for the Yid, it's still water in the jug, in the barrel. Give me some of your water. So the Yid would give to the Mitzri water. But as soon as he would give the water to the Mitzri, Nasa Dam. Nimtza B'yada Mitzri Dam. Another stage. Let us drink together from the same bowl simultaneously. And from the simultaneously, the Yisrael was Shosamayim, drunk water. The Mitzri Dam. Then if the Mitzri paid for it, then the Mitzri could be Shosamayim in the middle of Makkas Dam. It's the Alter from Slobodka wants to be Madaik from the last stage of the Medrash that the Mitzri and the Yisrael were drinking Bavas Achas from Ka'ora Achas. There was no time lapse between filling the Mitzri, filling the jug, and then it turned into dam. It's Ba'osa Rega Mamash. Ba'osa Rega Mamash, the Yisrael's drinking Mayim, the Mitzri is drinking dam. Says the Alter from Slobodka, you see from here that the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not create the Bria as solely to be understood in the past tense. But a machadesh betuvoi b'chol yoyim tomid maisa v'reishis is an ongoing situation called rega v'rega. If that would not be the case, says the Alter from Slobodka, then how could it be noch the maisa v'reishis that the Yisrael and the Mitzri could be drinking two different things from the same thing at the same time, and for one it's dam, for one it's mayim? Lo yitoki. The only way we can understand that as the Alter from Slobodka is if the Rabbeinu Shalom, we understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom creates a new bria called Rega Varega. And in this particular moment, it was created as Mayim, that stuff in the Ka'ora. It was created as Mayim for the Yisrael, says the Alter from Slobodka. One more stage. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu creates Kol Rega V'Rega, one Bria for him and another Bria from him. A Hashkocha for him and a Hashkocha for him. Bria isn't just a Claudius sticker, a brand new Bria each and every second, but it's a brand new Bria for each and every individual in a different oifen every single second. Thus, therefore, and hence, you can have a Yisrael drinking Mayim, and you can have a Mitzri drinking Dam, at exactly the same time in Maisa Bereishis. That's the Yisrael from the Alter from Slobodka, in his Perek entitled, Chiddush Ma'aseh Bereishis. His Chiddush of Havana in Maisa Bereishis is that HaMechadish B'tufa B'chol Yom Tov Maisa Bereishis doesn't mean once a day, it means Kol Rega V'Rega. Maisa Bereishis is ongoing, and it befrat, it's a different bria for different individuals, Kol Rega V'Rega. And that's how he understands Hashkocha Protis. What is Hashkocha Protis? This is how the bria has been made for me, as opposed to this is how the bria has been made for you, and this is how the bria has been made for you. People have different hasogos, people have different experiences from the same thing. As we know, for every two yibn, there are three opinions about which, that which they can see right in front of their eyes. What is that that I am seeing? The Rabbeinu Shalom affords each and every person a different Maisa Bereishis, Kol Rega V'Rega. That's the first stage. That's the Yisod from the Alter from Slobodka. He actually points it out with relation to other Makos. How could it be that the Yidden had Kabbalah, and we know that they were had a pocket of ayah in the middle of the Mitzri's Choshech, not just that in Eretz Goshen there was no Makas Choshech, but even within Makas Choshech, in the rest of Mitzrayim, there was a balloon of ayah, as depicted beautifully in the pictorial Haggadahs, a balloon of ayah surrounding Klal Yisrael. At the same rega, in the same mokoim, that there was Choshech for one, there was ayah for another. He brings other proofs as well. That's the first stage in an Ahasoga in my Sibaratius. And I think that's a launching pad to explain what the Ran says in Droshes. In last week's Sedra, and it very much does carry on through this week's Sedra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe Rabbeinu a Yesod in Chiddush my Sibaratius. Because Moshe Rabbeinu demurred and said, who am I? I'm Kvad Peh. I'm not able to be the one to go to Paro and to do this mission of bringing Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Mi som peh l'odom, retorts the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Who created mouth for a man? Oi, or mi yosum ilein, asks the Ran. What's the oi? Mi yosum ilein. What's the or who creates somebody who is dumb? Asks the Ran. That is merely a repetition of the first question. First question, of course, being rhetorical. Mi som per l'odom. Who gives a man the ability to speak? The answer is, oh, Rabbeinu Shlom, you do. You're the one who gives. And therefore, it's inherent in that question. If the Rabbeinu Shlom gives is som per, a person speaks. And if a person is not som per, a person does not speak. Therefore, what is the repetition, asks the Ran, of the next, seemingly the next question, oi, mi yosumile, or who makes a person dumb? Excuse me, that is answered by the answer to the first question. If the Kodesh Baruch is not some pet, then the person is automatically memela. He's dumb, he's an ilaim. What's the second question, oi, mi yosumile, or who makes a person dumb, asks the Ran. So the Ran says, even though the way we think and the way we speak is in terms of, I don't know if in this base medrash they have, but in many Bote Medrash, somewhere near the exit to door, there's a sign which says, last person out, please turn off the lights. It's a good sign to have in the base medrash because it's Choson Momon Yisrael. I've never ever seen a sign, last person out, please turn on the dark. We don't speak like that. We don't talk like that because we don't think like that. The way we think is in terms of Bria and, okay, no Bria at this particular moment in time. No Bria at this particular moment in time. That's the way we think. So we think in terms of the light on and the light off. The light's off, then mamela it's dark. We do not conceive of that choshech is a bria which is turned on and turned off, says the Ran. But oh yes it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yotze oyer, and he's voire choshech. Inherent in that is the understanding that choshech is just as much a bria as oyer is. Or to say it in a different vernacular, there's no such thing as a chesaron in the Rabbeinu Shalom's creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mamash everything. And when we say mamash everything, the rabbis, things that we conceive as being a lack of bria, is chas v'sholoi. That's mamash bria, that's boirei choshech, that's yotze oirei boirei choshech. So the Ran is sholel. What the English think is a politically correct term, but actually is Torah-dika politically very incorrect. When I was younger, a person who today is described as disabled was described as handicapped. I haven't quite chucked why handicapped is no longer correct, and now such a person, Nebuch, Rachmana Litzlon, is called disabled. But disabled? Says the Ran, there's no such thing as a disabled. An ilain is not somebody who has the disability, i.e. the lack of ability of being able to speak. Chas v'sholim, says the Ran. The Rabbeinu Shloim is Son Ilein in exactly the same hashkocha and koyach and chidush as he is Son Peh. When somebody is Rachmana Litzlan is dumb and lacks the ability to speak, it's not because the Rabbeinu Shloim left him out when the Rabbeinu Shloim was giving out to Dibur. Chas v'shalom. A person is dafka made Ilein. A chasorin is just as much Bria and Chiddush and Dovah as the actual concept that we think is Bria. Says the Ram, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was taught at the snare. I can't go, I have a chesorin, says Moshe Rabbeinu. My chesorin is, I'm kvad peh, I'm not an ish dvorim. The Rabbeinu Shlom says, mi som peh la'odom. I can create a bria, I can create a person who is able to speak. I am the one who creates an ilim. What you conceive of as being a chesorin is mamash bria. This bears out later on in Torah as well. Is Korach, as we know, he suffered from a perception, chesorin, I wasn't made the Nasi. I wasn't made the Nasi. I wasn't made the leader of Klal Yisrael. Is Korach was suffering from kina. Kina is an aggrieved sense of, I've been left out here. He's got this and he's got that, and that family do this, and that family have got that, and I've been left out, and I'm jealous. Is there no such thing as chesorin? So the Moshe Rabbeinu, having learnt the lesson by the snare, says to Korach, in Bria Yivra Hashem, Upotasu Adono Espiha. If the Rabbeinu Shem creates a creation and the earth opens up a hole. Now I, like many, am always fascinated by holes in the ground. If they've been digging open the road and there's a nice big, I love to look inside. I'm absolutely captivated by holes in the ground. But a hole in the ground is not a bria. Minanere, it's not a bria. It's an exact lack of bria. Where within beforehand, this was a lovely thick piece of ground. The ground, the earth, has been removed. And what I'm looking at when I stare into my hole is vacant space. Is chas v'sholim chalil v'chas. There's no such thing as vacant space. If you kind of think that you're missing out because you are vacant and you haven't been afforded the hashbois and the chasodim which other people have, then you've got the wrong hashkofa. There's no chasorin in the bria. In bria yivra Hashem apotaso adono espiha. A hole in the ground is a bria from the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Rabbeinu Shloim made the Maisa Voracious for you in this particular oifen, for your particular chelek in Avodas Hashem. All the kelim you need, all the opportunities you need, all the kishronos you have, you need, you will have, you will gain. That's what the Rabbeinu Shloim is mashpia you, will be mashpia you. Bahashkocha mukduk dekes. You are not left out from anything whatsoever. There's no chesorin. That's the yesod of the Ram, perhaps understood, built on the yesod of the Altar from Slobodka, that there's no such thing as chesorin in the Bria. Is, well, you could look at Makas Dam, for example, and you could think, right, the Rebbeinu is going to bring here a Nayazach, it's going to turn all the water into blood. But the water of the Yidden was just left alone and wasn't affected. We see from the Makkah of Dam, that's not quite like that. We see from the Makkah of Dam, that from Rabbi Levi, that Yeshiru Yisrael me Makas Dam, is the Rebbeinu Shalom, by leaving the water alone, that was a sibba through which the Klal Yisrael were enriched. There's no such thing as chesorin in the Bria. Yeah. And I guess that is the kushi. That's the kosher of Makas Bechoros being kosher mikulon. Kosher in terms of, well, the whole Esa Makos isn't an exercise in punishment as much as an exercise in teaching Yisodos of HaKadosh Baruch in the world, that there is a Rabbeinu Shloim, that he's Bekerev Ha'aretz, that Ein Kamoni Ba'aretz, that Ein Kamoni. And the last lesson is, and perhaps the hardest to take on board, is that there is no chesorin of Bria in the world at all. Whereas within the other Makos, there was a Sibba through which the Rabbeinu Shloim brought about the Makkah, whether it's rotting fish, or it's the gut-wrenching frog inside the tummy, or whether it's the itch, or whether it's the borod. There was a sibba through which the Rabbeinu Shlomo brought that makkah. And from a psychological point of view, as we know from the world around us today, we always have to find out why, who, whose fault is it? It's very, very difficult for people to, it's an act of God. The only people today, I think, in Western society who still rely on an act of God in order to stay rich are the insurance companies. But they don't mean it, of course. It's just a clause to exempt them from having to from hefty payouts. But the MS is, as we look around in the world which the Rabbeinu Shloyon is manhig, is that in every situation, for every defeat, for every accident, there has to be who has to resign, whose fault is it? We always have to apply and find some sibba, natural sibba, to attribute where is this terrible thing coming from. And today, because people are clutching at straws, it's this fault, it's that fault, it's this fault. It's the fault of people who eat meat. That's why everything terrible is happening in the Bria. It's the fault of people who drive big cars. That's why everything's going wrong in the Bria. We have to find sibbas, but it's very, very difficult to say. This is from the Rabbeinu Shloimon. This is what the Rabbeinu Shloimon wants. This is Rotzein Hashem. You see from Makas Bechoyres, from the Pesukim, that there's no sibba through which one can attach. Oh, it's because of the animal, it's because of the... It's the Bechoyres, they just died. And that is terrifying for a Paroi and for a Mitzrayim, that they cannot attribute it to anything. Any of their so-called deities, any of their so-called koichos through which they could control through kishuf, they couldn't attribute it to any natural sibba. And maybe that's what's meant by, as we dash in Haggadah Shel Pesach, Ani v'lo malach, Ani v'lo shlich, Ani v'lo sorof, Ani Hashem. This is direct from Yudke Vovke. This is direct Elokus. And whereas the Makkos Bechoris to the Mitzri must have seemed like it's just Chesorim Achayim. That's what we're being taught here. It's not just Chesorim Achayim. All of a sudden, Chayim's gone, and the Bechorim are now dead. This is teaching that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is in charge of Chayim v'Mavis. Mavis isn't just a shlila of Chayim. It's punkti Matzias, which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam creates, like he created an Orov, like he created a Borod. He created the Chesorim Achayim. And in that sense, Makkos Bechoyres is kosher nekulon. And in that, and with that, we can just simply understand the answer to the Moshe Rabbeinu's question at the end of last week's Sedra. Loma ha re oisa. Why did you do bad? Is we all suffer from when bad things happen, when there's dinim, and when there's gezeros, we think this is bad, and it's a step out of the hashpois of chesed, which the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants to give to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants a good for us the whole time. But yet here we're in a situation where the Rabbeinu Shlomo is horiosa. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is doing bad things, and Moshe Rabbeinu asks Lama. So the answer is, with a very difficult opening pasuk in this week's Sedra, Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe, and Rashi points out, the Mephoshim say whether it's because of Loshon Vayedaber or whether it's because of Yedaber Elokim, but whatever it is, this is a language of kosher. This is a dibur kosher. This is Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is retorting with Midas Elokim, the Midah of Dinim, L'chaira, in tandem with the question, Lama Hare Oisa. Why Rabbeinu Shlomo, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, did you do bad? So Elokim, in representing that middah of Horios, of doing bad, says, V'yoma Elov, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Dinim, Elokim, is not a separate track. It's not jumping off the bandwagon of Chesed and Toiv, which the Rabbeinu Shloim wants to bestow upon us the whole time. But sometimes the Rabbeinu Shloim has to put into place what we call gezeirois and dinim, to put boundaries to that chesed, l'tov oseinu. Everything ultimately is l'tov oseinu. And therefore the question is of loma hari osa, fundamentally is wrong. Even though it appears that there is ra in the world, and we still make a bracha until the Moshe Mashiach, until the Osid Lavo, we still make a bracha on bad news. We make the Dayan Emes. We don't yet make the bracha Hatova Hametiv. We still recognize that that things look bad, and we're going to treat them as such. But we have to know that ultimately, Vayadaber Elokim El Moshe Vayema Elov Ani Hashem. Everything is l'tovo seinu. It's just hidden from us at this particular point in time. What we think is chesorin in the Mahalach HaChaim. The Mahalach HaChaim is a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be native to us. Derech HaTov LaHeitiv. That's the whole raison d'etre of Bria Shemaim V'Oretz. And yet it seems that the Rabbeinu Shem does things in the world which don't seem to be in tandem with Derech HaTov LaHeitiv. Terrible things happen. But we have to know, Ve'adaber Elokim El Moshe, when there's a Dibur of Elokim to Moshe, or to any of us at any particular time, it's Vayomer Elov, it's with a softness ultimately, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Yudke Vovke, that the name of the Midas HaRachamim, the name which is Mahaveh, the whole Bria, including what we conceive to be as Chesoroin in the Bria. That's the Yesodos and Hasogos in Maisa Bereshis, to perhaps understand these dynamics in the Sedra. I'd like to conclude with a Maisa. Rav Moshe Galanti, Zichrono Levracha, was the Rav of Yerushalayim, I think in the 1600s, at least a long time ago before my time. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim. In those times, the Rav of Yerushalayim, apart from having the responsibilities of being a Rav of Yerushalayim, had the responsibility to be Mefarnes Yerushalayim. And he had to spend many, many months out of Yerushalayim. He was once in Damascus as a Shliach Ledvar Mitzvah to collect funds for the impoverished Yerushalayim. And when he was in Damascus, he heard about a certain sheikh or pasha. I don't know the difference. Maybe one's Turkish and the other's Arabic. I don't know. He heard about a certain sheikh or pasha who had the koyach of tefillah. And he heard in Damascus that this sheikh had the ability to daven for a chole, and 100% bodukum manusa, this chole would become well, or otherwise the pasha would say no, it's not going to become well. But whatever the pasha would say, whatever brocha he would give, would be makuyum. And Rav Moshe Galanti, as we can imagine, was astonished, and he was also wants to know and inquisitive, how come this sheikh has this koyach? So he arranged an invitation. And he arranged a reception. Indeed, the Pasha had heard, the Sheikh had heard, that Rav Moshe Galanti, the famous Rav Yerushalayim, tremendous Chochem, a Fusum in Chochmas HaOlam, as well as Chochmas HaTorah, was in Damascus, and there was a mutual rotzeh for them to meet, and they met, and they shmoozed, and they got on marvelously, and they spoke about all the wonders of the world, and all the Chochmas of the world. And it was then became avura that the Sheikh didn't know certain areas of Chochmah that Rav Moshe Galanti learnt. And he asked Rav Moshe Galanti, teach me. Moshe Galanti said to the Sheikh, I will teach you, if you will teach me, the power, the supposed and rumoured power of your always 100% Bodak and Manusa answered prayer. The Sheikh said, oh, I don't know if I can teach that. So Moshe Galanti stayed firm. Well, I don't know if I can teach what I can teach. So the Sheikh came to an agreement. I will teach you, but there's preparations involved. You have to go away, you have to fast for 3 days. And for each of those 3 days, you should dip. You should dip in a ritualarium, aka mikveh, and you should come back after 3 days tarnis, having fully dipped, and come back, and I will teach you the yisod of how my tefillos are answered. At the end of 3 days, Moshe Galanti comes back, well fasted and well dipped, and he says, "I'm heneni mukhen umazuman." Is the pasha says, "Come, I'll show you." And he takes him out of his main reception room in his palace. And he takes him through to a smaller house in the recesses of his gardens at the back. And he says, I'll come with me, and here I can teach you, I can show you the secret of how my prayers are always answered.
And he takes from the folds of his garments, he takes a key, which he keeps on him the whole time. And he opens the door to this home, to this little house, and he says, come inside. There's another key to open the chamber. And then within that chamber, there's another key to open a chest. And finally, he opens the chest, and inside there's a box, velvet lined. He opens the box, and he says, inside here is the secret of how my tefillos are always answered. So Ramosha Galanti peers inside, and he sees what appears to be just a piece of cloth. And he says, may I? And he picks up the piece of cloth, and he unfolds it. And written on is four Hebrew letters, a Yud with a Hey, and a Vov and a Hey. So the Pasha says, this is my secret. Whenever I pray, I say this name, and Ramosha Galanti chapt mamish chaloshes, is we say this name hundreds mei brachas b'chol yom l'kol apoches. We say this name hundreds of times a day, not just brachas, but tefillos and tehillim, kiddushin, and we say this hundreds of times a day. Ramosha Galanti chapt chaloshes, but we don't have this koyach of tefillah. But through this, he came to appreciate more the koyach of this name Yudkei Vovkei. This name, which is machad, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu machadesh betuvoi b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis, it has tremendous koyach. It has tremendous koyach if we can appreciate that through that it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a bria for each and every one of us without chesorim. We're made how we're meant to be made. We are who we're meant to be. We're not meant to be like him. We're meant to be like me. You're not meant to be like me. I'm meant to be like me. You're meant to be like you. And we're meant to therefore fulfill the potential that each and every one of us has got, not to fulfill other people's potential or what other people think is the potential that we should fulfill. Each one of us is a bria bifnei atzma. Vovke is hoyo, hoyva, v'yihia. We're never stuck in the present. We have a Messiah from the past. We have a yihia, we have an osit. But these hashkofos of Yudke Vovke, the understanding of the name, we can be zeichen and mitzvah Hashem to so much atzlocha. And just to finish with the Dvar Halocha, I saw in the Negeres from the Stipli Zichroni Levrocha, it's not for me to comment in Halocha, I'm not a Bahochi, but sometimes I hear in shuls from a Shliach Tzibur for other people when they're davening, the stipler says we tackle poshut not yoitza a bracha a shmeina esra if we don't pronounce the name properly. It's not a shvo under the dalad. It's not an adda. It's a secholim, and it's not a chiri. It's not an adir. It's an O. If you daven in certain shuls, you can say ow with the greatest of pleasure. But whatever it is, it isn't a shva, and it isn't a chirik. We should pronounce it. We should know what the name represents. And with that, so the mitzvah will be makar of the ge'ula.
Amen.